Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I, along with the praise and worship team and the TMC family in its entirety, say welcome to the Master's Call. And we're so thankful that God had saw fit for us to wake up this morning. We say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Even before you set heaven and earth in place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And Lord, we thank you that you saw fit to wake us up this morning, to give your name glory, to give your name honor, and to give your name all the praise. We bless you, Father God, for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We bless your name, O God, for them saying yes to the Master. And Lord, in this present time, in this morning setting, Lord God, we want our focus to be on you. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, use us to the glory of your name this day. Use us, O God, that your anointing will flow where others will see you. Lord, all that matters is that your name will get all praise and glory. And Father God, we thank you for the mouthpiece of this morning session. And Lord God, we know that you have given that person a double portion of your anointing. And Father, our ears are clearly open to hear what the Spirit has to say. Our hearts are ready to receive what the Spirit has to say. Because we know, Father, all that we do is not by might, it's not by our power, but it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. So, Holy Spirit, have your way in this morning session. And we'll be careful to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale from Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our prayer general for seating us and greeting us this morning, and to our praise and worship team, thank you for ushering us into the presence of God here for truly holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. And so we give God the glory, the praise, and the honor, and this call would not be what it is, and it would not be here if it was not for the yes of our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. See, back on October the 25th of 2010, this telecommunication sanctuary began, and the mission and mandate that the Lord had given our two co-founders was that every person that called into this telecommunication sanctuary, their lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day here on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every day we start this call off in prayer. We have a message, and we end this call in prayer. And so the vehicle and the thread that brought most of us here together here on the Master Call has been a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, founded over 30 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon and currently co-founded by Alejandro Diaz de Leon and Elvia Diaz de Leon. So we thank God for Artist Life, for definitely appointment with artists will change your life, but only if you let it. And not only that, this week, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, for Extravaganza 2019. And yes, if you have a desire to go, you still can. The tickets are $49, and you can go to www.extravaganza.artistlife.com or get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share with you more about that. Today is the New Morning Motivational Call, and it's Inspirational Monday, and so we invite you to join us there after this call. The number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND, and that's immediately following this call. Well, we're going to go ahead and move forward this morning and bring on our speaker for this morning, one of them is a co-founder here on the Master's Call. You've already heard her this morning during our praise and worship time, and she is none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. She is our Dr. Super Fantastic. She has been on a move this weekend in the kingdom of God, being there, being a pillar. And so we thank God for her because definitely she is precious. She is a woman of excellence. She is kind. She is outgoing. She is loving. And she is our anointed speaker for this morning. Who am I talking about? Dr. Pacola Roberts-Patton. Are you out there this morning, Dr. PK?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, our songbird and worship leader, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, from that West Coast. And I just tell you, I'm so grateful that the Lord awakens you every morning to get up on this call and do what you do. We thank God for you ushering us into the presence of God this morning on this call in praise and worship. We also want to thank Minister Sharon. I tell you, you are a worshiper, and we thank God that you are here on this team. You are a powerful woman of God. Holy, holy, holy is what we led out with this morning, because God is holy, and we want to bless you, Lord. Oh, Lord, y'all, I'm telling you, my soul is grateful this morning that I am one of his. I am one of his children. We thank God for our prayer general, your faithfulness and your commitment, Minister Brenda Terrell, who is also my Mississippi queen. Is just astonishing. I tell you, you are truly a powerful prayer warrior for the Lord and a supporter in this ministry. And what can I say about my own Dr. V, my dear sister and co-founder of this call? I love and appreciate you. Good morning, sis. To my husband, who is my friend, my lover, and supporter in ministry, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, I thank God for you, and I tell you, I'm so thankful for his keeping power in your life and for your support here. I love you, dear. To my TMC family, I just wanted to take a moment to say thank God for each and every one of you. As we continue, as most of you know, most of us on here are women on this call in the mornings, but I am so thankful you all for how God is helping us to realize during this particular month just how good it is to be a woman and how precious women are in this, during this season. I mean, it's Women's History Month, but when I look around and when I hear the history that Dr. V give us, she's the greatest historian I know. For real, she is. Dr. Kine is the last person whom I know who could teach me as much as she's been teaching me. And he was just what his name was, Dr. Kine. He was in my social studies department in college, and that's exactly where Dr. V should be, in somebody's college teaching this. And I tell you, I'd just take a course just to be sitting at her feet to hear. But I'm thanking God that she is where she is. Thank God for Mother Joseph this morning. You all is so much that I want to say I'm just thankful this morning because God has been so good. This has been a rather challenging week and a weekend for us. But God, he's brought us through. Yes, he has. He has brought us through. I'm here to tell you when God has a calling upon your life and when you realize what that calling is, begin to walk in it, you better know that the enemy is so, so angry with you, and he will do what he's always done, and that is and try to fulfill the purpose in your life that he has, and that is to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy doesn't like us, and he wants, and I want you to know that he doesn't. And so because of that, God has given my husband and I a calling to emphasize how important it is for us to pray and fast. That was a saying that we used when I was growing up in the Lord and, you know, and starting out on this walk in prayer and fasting. And that is, if you don't pray, you won't stay. And if you don't fast, you won't last. That was so then, and it is still so now. And as we prepare to go to him again this morning, thanking him again, thanking him. I'm just so full of gratitude this morning. I just want to go down the list, just thanking him for all that he has done, is doing, and will continue to do in our lives as long as we open up our hearts and minds and know that God loves us so much. On last week, we talked about, and we are continuing in prayer and fasting, and we talked about breakthroughs in prayer and fasting, and gave you some scenarios, and we're going to continue in that vein this morning. This morning we are going to talk to you about breakthrough, two more breakthroughs that took place in the Bible, and one is in John, the 9th chapter. We are going to talk a little bit about that, and then we are going to do another one in 2 Corinthians and the 12th chapter. Sometimes we can be praying and fasting for a breakthrough in a particular area, and God desires this thing to be used for his glory. And that is why we have to know that we know that we know that we know what God is using or what the enemy has brought. You see, sometimes the devil comes to destroy us when God comes to just rest us in a place or arrest us in that place, both. And we also have to be careful about judging others, saying this is not of God. That person should be doing such and such so that they can get through this place that they are stuck in. We need to look at the scripture and know that sometimes God has us in a particular place for such a time as this. It's not a punishment at all, my dear sisters and brothers. It is a time whereby God is lining you up, building you up, and getting you ready for what he wants to do in your life. As you will see in John chapter 9, this breakthrough was for an appointed season and appointed time. This person was blind from birth so that the glory of God could be revealed through him at that particular time. Some trials in our life are there because of the Lord. In other words, there are certain things the enemy brings and sins, and then there are specific God-ordained issues that God has allowed so that his glory can be revealed. I'm not saying that God causes sickness and illness and diseases because he can't give you that what he doesn't have. However, he can allow certain things to take place in our lives at a particular time in order that his power may be demonstrated at a later date. You understand what I'm saying? Again, fasting will help you determine and have insight whether you need to fight or whether you need to rest in the Lord. I ask you now, does that make sense? Let us determine. Let us look at it, the difference in the two. I had asked you last week to read the entire chapter of John, the 9th chapter of John. Here, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin that this man is in this state, that he was born blind? Did he sin or did his parents sin? Bless the name of Jesus. We want to be so judgmental about stuff. Lord, what happened? What did they do that God has caused this to come up on their lives? Well, when Jesus answered, he said, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who ye was born blind? How then doth he now see? It is apparent that generational curses are real, you all. In fact, in this scripture, the disciples wanted to know, who did this thing? Was it he or his parents? And Jesus answered, neither he or his parents. He wanted to show them that God should manifest himself through this thing that caused this man to be blind, so that right now he could lay hands on him and allow him to see. During the moments when there is an appointed time in our lives, one has to just rest in God, as Paul did in the verses here. Hallelujah. The only way to know this and to be sure is by the revelation given to you by God. There is no other way for you to know and to continue in the Lord unless you can hear from the Lord, see what God is doing, and give him thanks for all things. Praise God. At this time, Minister Tiffany is coming and minister in song as we prepare to go into 2 Corinthians 12th chapter, and my husband is going to do that one. Minister Tiffany, you're on.
Your grace and mercy,
you better say it,
brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you, and I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy, your grace and mercy, your grace and mercy brought me through.
Your grace and mercy, Lord. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Brought me through. And I'm living right now because of you. Were it not for your grace and your mercy. Whether his grace and mercy brought you through an appointed season, or whether your grace and mercy rest upon you now so that you can just live through this thing that you can't seem to get through. Ha ha, glory be to God. Baby, come and read, babe, read 2 Corinthians and bless us with this scripture so we can better understand what it is that we are talking about this morning.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning to Dr. V, and give my regards to Mother for me this morning. This morning we're coming from 2 Corinthians 12th chapter. For that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, that which is not lawful for a man to utter. For such one will I glory, yet for myself will I not glory, but in man infirmities. For though I would aspire to glory, I will not be a fool, for I will not say the truth. But now I forbear lest any man should think for me above that which he seeketh me to be, for that he heareth for me, and lest I should be exalted above measures through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a throne in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffer me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Let's read that again right there. He said right there, for he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. For gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take measures in infirmities, in reproach, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I am become a fool, a glorified. Ye have compelled me, for I might to have commanded of you, for nothing am I behind the very chief apostle, though I be nothing. Back to my wife.
Your grace and mercy, thank you, sweet. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and your mercy. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities. How many of us can truly say that? In reproaches, Lord have mercy. In necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Here in this passage of scripture, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I feel like I'm ready to run around this building. Glory be to God. I love you this morning. In this passage, Paul was dealing with and going through, but it was very obvious that he would make a breakthrough. Why? Because he prayed and he sought the Lord three times. It states in the scripture here, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Let it be known that this is a clear indication that if Paul had fasted until he was blue in the face, it would not have moved that thorn in his side. He would have still been found with whatever that thorn thing is in his side. Some said that it was blindness. Some said he was crippled. Some says this and that. But I just say what the word said. It was a thorn. A thorn is a stiff, sharp, pointed, straight, a curvy wooden projection in the stem or other part of a plant. It is a source of discomfort. It is a source of difficulty. It is a source of irritation. It is definitely an obstacle that makes us know that it is there and we don't want it to be where it is. Biblical scholars really would like to analyze this thing in such a manner that it says that it is great sufferings that God allowed Paul to experience so that some beautiful things of God could come forth. And I'm asking you today, what sufferings do you believe that, what is your thorn in the side? What sufferings are you going through right now that you believe that in the end, God is going to bring something beautiful out of it? Your grace and mercy is sufficient, Lord. Hallelujah. When we pray and fast, God will let us know whether this thing that is in our flesh is there to stay or whether it is something that will surely pass. Sometimes God give me the word to speak into somebody's life to say, this too shall pass. And then sometimes when I see that thing, I know that it's not going to ever pass. It's there to stay. You all have got to bring this to a close. But I want you to know today that there are two things, two ways of looking at the infirmities that we find in our lives. One way is that we are to rest because this thing in our lives is just for this appointed time. But then there are some things like the lack of sight that I have in my right eye. It is an infirmity there that I must just know that I can do all that I want to do, but it's going to be there. And so I just glory in my infirmities because I know that God has a purpose for everything that go on and take place in my life. And the only way that I can know the difference is that I'm praying and fasting and asking God. I exalt him today for who he is in my life. And I admonish each of you to seek him to more, the more, to know what you will break through from, go through, and what you must understand, this belongs to me for God's glory. At this time, I'm calling you back, Minister Tiffany, because I could preach right on. I got some more, but I'm going to call you back right now. Come and take it and run with it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. PK and Brother Lester, for blessing us this morning, continuing the series on prayer and fasting. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day, but let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we praise you. We bow down before you, God. We surrender and submit ourselves that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven through us on this day, God. Father, we thank you for each and every person who has dialed in to this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for those that will listen later. We thank you for Artist Life, and we thank you for Extravaganza 2019. And Father, we say, have thy way, oh God. We pray that every plan that is being written down, God, that you will manifest it to come to light. We pray that everything will go in order according to your will, oh God. I pray for every leader. I pray for every person for traveling grace and mercy that will come to and from, Father. And so we bless you and we thank you for what you will do, Father. We ask that you would bless Pastor Everett as he will prepare for the Sunday service, Father. I pray that you would increase in him right now as he decreases, God, that you would just fill him up until he overflows, Father. Anyone who has a desire to be there, Father God, we know that you are a way maker. So we say, make a way right now. We know that you are healers. So we speak healing over everyone on this line right now. For those who have lost loved ones, Father, comfort them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless them in a mighty way, Father. Touch Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Touch Minister Kai. Touch the Flanagans, Father. Touch Dr. PK right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Fill her up, God, until she overflows, her and Brother Lester. We decree and declare no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them in judgment shall be condemned. And we know that in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in us, individually and corporately, will be clearly seen. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. Also, don't forget our website, www.themasterscall.net. Also, we'll be going over to the new morning motivational call where today is Motivational Monday or Inspirational Monday. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Remember, all roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday, March the 29th. Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st. And so please get back with the person who invited you to this call so they can share with you how you can be in Las Vegas too. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us on the line. We invite you to join us back at 4:40, 5:40, 6:40, or 7:40 a.m. for praise and worship as we welcome this presence of God to be in this telecommunication sanctuary. Again, thank you, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Brother Lester Patton, thank you so much for that word. It has been an honor to serve each one of you in excellence. Remember that His grace and mercy will bring you through. Dr. P.K., can you come up with the benediction at this time?
Absolutely, absolutely. My heart is overflowing right now. And He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. More gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Go out, my friends, and have a super fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.